We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, thanks to skyrocketing home prices, American homeowners are flush with equity in their homes. In the second quarter of 2023, Adam reported that over 47% of mortgaged homes in the United States were considered equity rich. That's phenomenal. And that's great news for Americans who are sitting on all of that equity. Yet simultaneously, many Americans have fallen into the liability trap and have become burdened with high interest credit cards at the same time. Now, one of my favorite financial mantras is you cannot eat equity. Why would you let that untapped potential sit there in your house when you could instead use it to improve your financial situation right now? You know, generally speaking, most banks will allow you to borrow up to about 80% of the equity in your home. Again, if you've got $100,000 worth of equity, typically they let you borrow about $80,000, right? And according to the St. Louis Federal Reserve, homeowners are collectively sitting on nearly $30 trillion in home equity, $30 trillion. So if you've got a financial goal you're striving towards, whether it's investing in real estate or paying off high interest debt, tapping into that home equity can be a smart way to make some progress. There are three main ways you can obtain a loan on your equity. So let's go through some of them. First up is the home equity loan. A home equity loan gives you access to a lump sum of money that's based on the available equity in your home. They'll assess, you know, how much equity you have in the home, and they'll basically cut you a check for that amount. This is a very straightforward banking product. The lender assesses your home value and then funds your loan. The terms and the interest rate are going to be separate from your original mortgage. You can expect a fixed interest rate with monthly installments, and you have to pay it back. Like I said, very basic traditional loan product. And this could be a good option for anyone who has an exact amount that they'd like to use or someone who wants consistent, predictable payments. But the next one, next up is my favorite. This is the home equity line of credit. Now, home equity line of credit, or HELOC, is a revolving line of credit. You start with a zero balance, right? It works more like a credit card than a traditional loan. When you start with that zero balance, you have total flexibility. You know, you can use it however you want, and you can rinse and repeat as you pay things down. So usually they last for about 10 years or so. So maybe you get $100,000 to work with. Again, you start with a zero balance, and then you want to make a down payment on a rental property for $50,000. Great. Well, you have 50 left over. You can pay that 50 down back to zero, and you can keep rinsing and repeating. This is why I like this one better than the loan, because they just cut you a check for that loan amount, and you've got that money, and you have to immediately start making payments on it. With the home equity line of credit, you have variable interest rates, and you have more flexibility, as well as a different draw period where you're only going to pay back interest, and you have a repayment period where your payments consist of funds you borrowed plus interest. So like the home equity loan, a HELOC is a supplementary product to your mortgage. It does not replace it. And a HELOC might be more favorable for borrowers who want some flexibility, want funds for future access, or want to start out with interest-only payments. Another option to consider for accessing equity is a cash-out refinance. Now, it's a little different than the first two that we talked about. A cash out refinance is a loan that refinances the original loan. So you're going to say bye-bye to that original loan. It's gone now. It's being refinanced into a whole new product, okay? While the home equity loan and the HELOC are referred to as second mortgages, a cash out refinance replaces the first mortgage entirely. It pays off your first mortgage, and then you get to keep the remainder in cash. Deciding which loan product is best is up for you to decide. But as I mentioned, my personal favorite is the HELOC, the home equity line of credit. Here's why, okay? The account starts with a zero balance. So you can have this great line of credit at the ready and then have the ability to pull the trigger, take action when a deal presents itself. Plus, at this time, doing an entire refinance doesn't make sense for most buyers right now who are already locked into lower interest rates. Really doesn't add up right now. We'll get back to that video in a minute, but first, I need to tell you about a golden opportunity for investors that's happening right now. Mortgage rates have plummeted in anticipation of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates at their upcoming meeting in September. Now, it's good news for buyers, and it has presented a unique overlap in the investing world right now. Remember, when mortgage rates spiked last year, well, a lot of sellers started offering incentives to help investors achieve positive cash flow. For example, my company, Morris Invest, and our team over at Sidera Wealth started offering clients a rate buy-down credit. Now, a rate buy-down drastically reduces your mortgage payment. If you've ever run the numbers on an investment property, you know that's a big deal. Now, here's where the golden opportunity comes in. When mortgage rates change, it can take a while for other things like seller incentives to start catching up. So even though you can get a mortgage rate in the low sixes right now, and that could be even lower by the time you're seeing this video, right now you can also lock in a rate buy-down credit on top of that. And this is huge, people, huge. With the two combined, our team's finance expert said he's seeing our clients locking in rates he hasn't seen in years. But here's the catch. The window of opportunity here is very narrow. This overlap will close very soon. So those seller incentives are going to fall off very, very soon. There are two more reasons to move quickly on this. One, prices are rising week over week. And now that rates are going down, they're going to spike even more dramatically, which will be made worse by two. Increasing competition. Potential buyers have been sitting on the sidelines just waiting for rates to drop. And now that they have, they're going to flood the market, reproduce bidding wars, pushing prices even higher. If you need a refresher on the advantages of owning real estate, like how it delivers four streams of income through number one, appreciation and equity gains, number two, principal reduction by your tenants, number three, tax benefits and depreciation, and number four, cash flow, I'll link another video in the description so you can check that out. But if you've done your research and you already understand why build-to-rent properties in high-growth rental markets are a great path to financial freedom, then take action right now. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity to fast-track your investing strategy. Cash in on this narrow overlap of lower rates and seller incentives while it's here. Click the link below and schedule a free call right now. It could be the most important call you make this year. Now, if you're considering buying a rental property with your home equity, here's what you should understand. Because mortgage rates have started to decline, it's a great time to buy real estate. The current housing shortage offers opportunities for investors as long as you buy in the right markets with plenty of demand. If you can get a deal with higher returns than your home equity product's rate, then you're making a smart move. Investing now allows you to buy real estate before prices explode, setting you up to capture even more equity in the coming months and years. So only take out a loan against your home's equity if you're confident you're going to be able to pay it back, of course, right? And if you're interested in hashing out this strategy and finding which one is right for you, I encourage you to get on the phone with one of my team members. That's what they're there for. We'd love to talk with investors about their goals, helping them determine which strategies can help them achieve financial freedom. So come on over to our website, go to morrisinvest.com, click on the big red book a call button right there, and then tell us when to give you a call. A little calendar will pop up. And we'll call you for free and just learn about your goals. Thank you guys so much for subscribing to the channel, and we'll see you next time, everyone.